and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've looked at several things concerning the dispensation of innocence. Remember, we're taking a walk, walking through the dispensations from the beginning to the beginning. In the beginning, God, and we see in the book of Revelation, we call it the end, but God calls it the beginning. He says that he created a new heaven and a new earth. So from the beginning to the beginning, we're taking a walk, and I'm happy that you're taking this walk with me, because as I study, I learn more, and as you study, you're going to learn more. That's not me simply making a statement of my own. That's what God says. The more you study, the more you learn. Well, that's a thing of life. The more we look at, the more we listen to and study anything, we start learning. And, you know, the greatest thing to learn is the Word of God. It comes from God. This world offers sin. This world offers things to be learned, but we need to try to stay away from those things, and we need to get into the things of God. And the greatest thing to get into is the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Well, we looked at one time, this is the last time in our last study, before man had a body. Man was made a spirit. God is spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, the Bible says in John 4:24. So when man was created, he was created spirit. Man was made in the image of God. And as such, man was spirit. You can go back and read, and Genesis 1:26, the first part says, "And God said, let us make man in our image." He's speaking now, that's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image. What is God? God is spirit. So man was made spirit. Man was spirit. And then we looked at that, that God created a body for spirit, for man. And man became a living soul when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. In Genesis 2:7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." He gave him a body. He made man from the substance of dust from the ground. Man is still trying to imitate God by making robots and making, they call them, what is it, IOs or whatever it is. And they try to replicate what God has done, but they'll never be able to do that. God is the creator of life. He is the one who gives life, and there's no one else who can do that. I made mention before that we're living now, and we're preparing to be in heaven, those of us who are saved. But everybody's living now, preparing to be somewhere forever. And the only difference between myself and a person who's never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is that I have eternal life, and they have eternal death. That is the difference. I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. They haven't. I'm preparing to live with Jesus Christ in heaven. That person who's never trusted Christ, they're preparing to live in hell. And that's sad, because they'll be tormented forever and ever. You say, well, what about this lake of fire? Well, let's look at hell as a holding cell, like you would in a jail. A person has been found guilty, they're being held there until they're transferred to a maximum security prison. That's the way it is. Man is going to be in hell until that man who's never trusted Jesus as Savior stands at the white throne judgment of God and being judged by Jesus Christ at that time, out of hell, in front of Jesus Christ at the white throne judgment, to be cast into the lake of fire. Why? Because they've not trusted the judge. They've not trusted Jesus Christ, the Savior, as Lord and Savior. So therefore, at the white throne, Jesus Christ, who was the Savior before they stood before him at the white throne, is now the judge, and he says, guilty. go into the lake of fire, and they'll be cast into outer darkness. The Bible says there is no light in hell. There is no light in the lake of fire. When a person goes there, there is no relief. A person will never be taken out of there. They'll be there forever and forever and forever. And by the way, the devil, the false prophet, and the beast, the Antichrist, will be there as well. So, you know, the devil has already lost. He'll be in the lake of fire. Don't you lose. Don't you be a lost person. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of the children of God. And that's what every person needs to do, is to trust Jesus Christ and prepare to be in heaven with your Savior and your Heavenly Father one day. Don't prepare for hell. You're preparing for that if you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, we've looked at the fact that the man was created spirit, just as God is spirit. And we've looked at how that Christ was alive. He was spirit. Now we know he was God. You say, well, there's a difference. He's God. Well, look at it like this. God created man in his image. Man was spirit. And then God gave man a body. Jeremiah the prophet, and we read this before, was evidently alive. He was spirit before he had a body formed by God. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, and that's Jeremiah saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came, how did he know him? He knew him because he was spirit. He had already made him. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God wants to use everybody for his honor and glory. That's what a dispensation is all about. It's God and man. It's not God alone. It's not man alone. It's God and man. God is here. This is his place. He owns everything. He not only owns the land and the sea and all that, he owns everything. And man was left here to take care of God's economy or his business. Man was left here to do God's bidding, to be a servant of God, to serve God, have the privilege of serving and doing what God wants man to do. So many of us have let down on that. We're not serving God the way we should. But we need to fall on our face to God and say, oh God, forgive me. Help me to serve you more today than I did yesterday. Well, what was man's condition in the beginning? Remember, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he man. The male and female created he him. And so man's condition in the beginning, man was brilliant when he was created by God, when he received the body and the breath of life came into him. Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, it says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. Well, notice that Adam was brilliant. He was able to name everything. He named the beasts. He named the cattle. He named everything that was there, the fowl of the air, everything that was around. God brought them to him and he named them. Adam gave names to everything that was created by God. Well, man was brilliant. He had a mind. And man has lost a lot of that now because of sin. But man was brilliant when he was created by God. Well, God also created man with moral and spiritual sense. Not only was we think of the man being innocent, he was. He was without, let's say that he was not sinless, nor was he sinful at that time. He was innocent. But God created man with a moral and spiritual sense. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. We see man knew right from wrong. He was innocent, but he still knew right from wrong. And in a spiritual sense, you know, he was told not to eat of the tree. In chapter 3 of Genesis, verses 6 and 7 says this, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Well, Adam was told not to eat of it. He said, God told him, says, for the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Well, he did die that day when he partook of that forbidden fruit from that tree that he was not to eat of. He did die spiritually. Now, his spirit did not die. It changed. Let's say it changed. And this is the reason today that Nicodemus came to Jesus. He said, what can I do to go to heaven? Jesus told him, you must be born again. Well, man was born into this world as, he was spirit. He came into this world first. He was spirit. So God says you need to have a change. You need to be born again. The spirit needs to be of God now instead of the devil. You see, when a person comes to the age of accountability, when that person really realizes that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, that person must make a decision. And that person must be born again, because that person, once they realize that, they are no longer innocent, but they have made a decision to eat of that tree, just as Adam did. They are doing wrong. And God said, that day you shall die. In other words, you die spiritually. So we must be born again by trusting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, that may be hard for you to understand, but get into the Word of God, and God's going to explain that to you better than I could ever explain it. And God's going to explain things to us, I believe, when we get to heaven that we've never even thought about. And he is so good to us right now. He's given us His Word that we can learn and study and learn more about Him, because we're going to be with Him one day, those of us who have trusted Him. Well, although the man, Adam, had all living creatures about him, he, man, was alone. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Well, Adam, we see that, after all these things that he named, the animals and the birds and everything, he was a little lonely. And God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to help. I'm going to make him a helpmeet. Well, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, Adam is introduced to his helpmeet. It says, and the Lord God created, or caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. The first time we hear Adam speak, he says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, Isha, because she was taken out of man, Ish. Adam was innocent and blameless in the beginning. He was not sinless or sinful, but just as God said of Satan, thou wast perfect in the ways, in thy ways, from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Ezekiel 28:15, God says of Adam, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Do you know him today as your Savior? Ask him to come into your heart right now. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please forgive me and come into my heart. I've decided to go your way instead of my way. Save me right now. Thank you, Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.